Well, Gold Coast businesses are seeing the bulk of their customers dry up during the games. And as Tim Miller reports, it's taking a heavy toll on both them and their staff.
The first week of the Commonwealth Games has been a resounding success for Australia's athletes, with plenty of gold to go around. But for small businesses around the Gold Coast, it's a very different story. It's a struggle just to get by.
I'm going to actually lose money because I've still got to pay my staff and I've still got to pay my rent and my overheads and my outgoings.
Located in Bundle on the outskirts of the city, Ms. Warbank's Flowers on Sorrento is out of the reach of tourists, and with locals leaving in droves after warnings of games traffic chaos by authorities, customers are scarce. And with roads expected to be clogged throughout the two-week event, deliveries are a nightmare to organise as well.
So they're coming in the middle of the night, if they are coming at all. So what we have to do is hire cool rooms, which is costing us even more money.
For Ms. Warbank and many others, the problems haven't just begun with the games. Roadworks and traffic chaos over the last 2 years caused by planning for the event has been equally disastrous.
We've had all the infrastructure being put in, which is all the roads. So that's been like 18 months of chaos and loss of business.
Ms. Warbank is far from the only one finding it hard to make ends meet. Adrian Grazioli's business is far from booming.
It's a Saturday and there's no one here.
Despite having had over 2 years to get ready to host the games, Ms. Warbank believes the government has left her and other local owners, as well as their staff, high and dry.
I think everybody's forgotten about what it's doing to the small business and what it's doing to these people that do work casual, who we've had to lay off for 2 weeks because we can't afford to have them.
The city's small businesses are battling just to make it to the finish line. But according to Chamber of Commerce Deputy President Laura Younger, the size of the games made it inevitable that some would feel the pinch.
There's no doubt that business will be affected in different ways. It is part of having a big event, but it is unfortunate that there will be some people that are not impacted well over it.
But Ms. Warbank believes they didn't do enough to let locals know of all the dangers.
Because everyone's gone away, there's nobody here. It's just really hard.
Alicia Welbank ending that report by 4EB's Tim Miller in the Gold Coast, Queensland.